Arizona sports. All in for the Suns in the playoffs.
Listen up, Suns fans. Here is your Phoenix Suns code word of the day. It is block. Text block, B-L-O-C-K, to 620-620 right now. Enter your info, and you could be heading to a Suns home playoff game. Tune into the Burns and Gambo show today during the 3 o'clock hour for your next Suns code word. But again, right now, code word is block, so text it to 620-620.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Yeah, can I have a number 3 with cheese and a large coffee?
Wolfing down your lunch. Serving up today's top sports stories with Wolf and Luke.
And does it smell good?
All right, it's noon-ish on a Friday.
Noon.
Friday-ish. I don't know. All day it's felt like a Saturday, but it's Friday. It's time for Wolfing Down Your Lunch. Aaron Maloney is here, as always. Aaron?
So round one of the 2024 NFL draft is in the books, and the Arizona Cardinals got some players.
With the fourth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
Marvin's got two jobs. It's get open and catch the ball. And I think he can do both those two things. I think he's a unique guy. He's long. He's fast. He runs routes like a smaller man.
With the 27th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Darius Robinson, defensive tackle, Missouri.
Violent. Really good in the run and pass game, and can win in multiple spots in both the run and the pass game.
So our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it screams Ron Wolfley. How would you grade the Arizona Cardinals first round? A, B, C, D, or F?
Look, let me just say this, because I've had a few people be like, all right, calm down, they haven't played yet. They just took our hockey team, and our basketball team can't win a playoff game. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy this first round of this draft. Thank you very much. I'm going to give this a solid A.
I honestly, when I think of the impact that Marvin Harrison Jr., I expect him to have. Now, once again, he's got to go prove it. He's got to go do it. I got to come up with a disclaimer for everything that I say about these two young rookies. And you know what? I might as well do it, because there's going to be a lot of other rookies that we need to come up with
four
a disclaimer
more coming tonight.
For, okay? So having said that, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have an incredible impact on this team. And I also think Darius Robinson is going to have an incredible impact on this team offensively and defensively. But you know what? Can I just say prove it?
So was that a grade?
Yes, A. There's your grade.
So 77% said A, 18% B, 3% C, 2% F, 0% D.
95% of Cardinals fans love that draft, though. So I
think you've already done that disclaimer.
Really?
I'm a little nervous to hit it.
Okay.
Because it may not be exactly that, but we'll try it.
Okay. Every one of these players have not played a down in the National Football League. Some might go on to greatness, some might be Pro Bowlers, some may even have a Boston Canton if we don't nuke ourselves into oblivion. Others may never smell the field and the power thereof and end up sucking buttermilk through a straw.
The straw really drove the point
home. You know what, Mel? I would love that. What you need to do is speed that up a little bit more. That's what I would say. Can we do that? Can you actually alter that? Can you do it, Mel? Because once again, that's perfect. That's exactly what I need. Whenever we start talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. and Darius Robinson and, oh my goodness, they're going to change everything. You know what, kid? Just go prove it. Will you please?
You asked Aaron if she could do it as if the options were she does it or you do it.
Yeah.
Aaron will be the one that ends up doing it because she does everything already.
As opposed to me. Let's see. Yes.
The Phoenix Suns continue their series tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves as they are currently down 0-2 in the series. So how does KD's experience help the team mentally?
Sorry.
he told reporters yesterday.
Just got to go out there and do your job, man. Like I said, we can. I can give a speech about what it's like in the playoffs or what a series was like being down 0-2 and coming back. Like, I can go give that speech in the locker room all I want. We still got to go out there and execute the game plan that we got in place and go out there and play hard as we can to get this one win. Possession at a time basketball, you know. So, yeah, all that stuff is cool, but at the end of the day, like, these guys know what it is around this time. Like, it's playoff time. Like, everybody understands this, so I don't think we got to do anything extra.
Do you think the Suns will make it a series?
Boy, I gotta believe they will. I know there hasn't been a whole lot in these first two games to indicate that they will, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and believe they're going to win a game three. What's going on over there?
Listen, can I just say this right now? Yeah. In between yawns, can I say this right now?
Way to sell it.
Sorry, I'm boring you.
Stop it. I told Luke, I'm so excited. I am. I'm excited tonight. Game three. We're going to see a different Suns team. I am convinced we're going to see a different Suns team tonight. And if we don't, run. Run away. And do it fast.
So then what do you think the series will be when we come in on Monday? Because I know you love grades, you love predictions. Why not?
I know. Are you kidding me, Mel? Honestly,
I don't want to go full Wolfley, but I would know better after tonight's game.
Stop it.
No, I have an answer.
I think it's going to be 3-1
Minnesota.
So it would make sense to see tonight's game to know what the next two games will look like?
Yes, because then we'll be halfway there.
How does that make sense, though? Because the Suns have been so inconsistent.
I know, and that's true, fair. Mel, but it's how they win. If they win tonight. If they win tonight. It's how they win that will impact what I would say about game four. You know what I mean?
So really, I'm only asking your prediction for game four, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
So is it going to be a series when we come in on Monday?
I think it will be 3-1 Minnesota, but that's still a series. I think at that point, it's still a winnable series. I'm assuming Suns win tonight. And look, it could easily be 2-2. And if it's 2-2, we're going to walk in here on Monday and be like, hey, you know what? The Suns are in control of the series because they will have the momentum at that point. But
I will not say control because the home team hasn't lost yet.
No. And then I'll leave, and then you'll be doing the show by yourself.
All right. Hey, Michael Jordan's the one who said it.
Hey, well, you know what? Okay. Michael Jordan's allowed to say it, but nobody else is.